the issue of governing that this is one of the challenges that we have is that we have an aging workforce. And again, one of the things I am most proud about in my time as commissioner is having forged relationships with my fellow commissioners across the state. And this is an issue that we're all talking about: is what's the next generation of the workers going to be? Because it's not just HHS that is struggling with the issues related to workforce. I think as we start looking forward, people, especially younger people who are looking for a career in government, we really want to encourage that. But we have to embrace technology much more. We have to use some different type of techniques in terms of being able to motivate those type of individuals and so forth. It is truly an honor to serve people in government. So how we go about getting some of those folks in there and what advice that we can give them I wish I pondered that a little bit more. It's supposed to 1 minute to go here, but
well, it's tough because you hear about cutbacks, you hear about shortages, you hear about, you know, not enough people. So, you know, a young person listening might be thinking, maybe I'll just, you know, not go there.
Yeah. Well, again, what HHS is and any one of the agencies in the state, they're mission driven organizations. You really have to have an inherent desire in order to want to help people, whether it's through HHS or whether any one of the other agencies. What we have to do is really provide some of the tools and so forth that they've been used to in their lives to help them.